Love expressed is its own gift. How wonderful that is. Love expressed is its own gift. What is the greatest thing that we ever could do in our life? The greatest thing that we could ever do in our life is to love. Because love expressed is its own gift. And what a lovely, glorious gift that is. What a lovely, glorious gift it is to love. When we love ourselves, we're loving the most magnificent person we could ever love. When we love another, it's because we have created that person as the most beautiful person that could ever be. And we love them out of the allness of our being, the goodness of our being, the marvelousness of our being. And we love them with all of our heart. Could we ever stop loving anyone? We so often see people getting a divorce. They decide not to be married anymore to the person they're married to. And then they have counseling and they have understanding and they think, well, maybe I can make a go of it. Maybe I can bring that love back. Well, if that love is not so strong, so expressed as a total givingness, then it's a gift that has been given away fruitlessly. We each have the opportunity to love totally all the world, because the world is a reflection of ourself. And when we love all the world as a reflection of ourself, then all the world is a glorious, wonderful expression of goodness. Is your world a world of glorious wonder of goodness? Is your world a world that is something that is just totally fantastic? Are you so in love with yourself and your creation that it is complete? It is wonderful in itself. It has no comparison. It has nothing that could say it is good or bad. It has nothing that could say that it could be better. It is totally and completely done as you love. Love expressed is its own gift. And when we give love, we can never take it back. When we give love to a person, we can never say we don't love you anymore. We might say, I cannot live with you anymore because you choose to have a different way of living than I do. I cannot be as a everyday life in your life because you choose to have other attitudes of life. But then, what is that saying? It says we ourselves have changed. For once we love this person dimensionally. We love this person without any limitations. And we love this person without any judgment. And this is how true love is. True love stands forth without any judgment. True love stands forth without any feeling of that needing to be fulfilled, needing to be my way, needing to be what I am. But true love is fulfilled, and true love is how I feel, and it is my way, and it is a glorious way, it is a marvelous way. We can never love anyone more than we love ourselves, and if any of our people in our world are less lovable than we would like them to be, it's our own self that observes them. It's our own self that looks at these people and says to them, you're not as good as you can be. You're not as wonderful as you can be. You're not as fantastic as you can be. You're not as glorious as you can be. And when we say that, oh my goodness, when we say that, we are saying that we are not as glorious as we can be. We're saying we are not as wonderful as we can be. In our lives, our children are an expression of our love. Our children are expression of the purity and the goodness. Our children are the finest in the universe. No matter what they may do, no matter how they stumble, or how we might stumble in observing them, but they're the finest in the universe. Our spouse is the finest in the universe. No spouse could ever compare to our spouse, because our spouse is a reflection of our love. Our spouse is a reflection of who we see ourselves to be, who we know ourselves to be, who we are. We have the privilege of starting out with a brand new year this year, and we're calling it 2017. And we're saying, this is a new year. This is a glorious time. This is a wonderful time. This is a time where we're looking at things with new eyes, with new attitudes, with new expressions. This is a time when we are loving, expressing ourselves, and seeing the gift that is there for us. Love is the gift of life fulfilled. Love is the gift of me fulfilled in whomever I look upon. If I look upon another person, I am seeing my reflection. I'm seeing how wonderful I am. And if there's any area that needs to be polished, it's polished first in me. And then I look back at them and I say, oh, I missed that. I wasn't really looking. But it was there all the time. That lovely attitude, lovely consciousness, lovely beingness, which is me, was there all the time, and I didn't see it. Now, this person didn't become good or bad. They didn't become indifferent. They didn't become less loving, more loving. They didn't become less lovable, more lovable. They always were exactly a reflection of our own self, of how we look at ourselves, of how we look at our life, of how we see the world about us. And when we see the world about us as a glorious, wonderful, fantastic expression, then what we are seeing is all in the world a glorious, wonderful, fantastic expression. And this is what you can do for yourself as you make your New Year's resolution. You say, I resolve to recognize that I see expressed in my world the love that I am. I see expressed in my world the joy that I am. I see expressed in my world the abundance that I am. I see expressed in my world all the magic that I am. And as I look, I see the most wonderful, most satisfying, most fulfilling spouse anyone could ever have. I see the most wonderful, the most satisfying, the most fulfilling mother and father anyone could ever have. I see the most fantastic brothers and sisters that anyone could ever have, because they are a reflection of me. They're a reflection of who I am. They're a reflection of the joy that I am. They're a reflection of the magic that I am. And that's all that matters. That's all that ever will matter. Love expressed is its gift. And the gift I give to myself is love expressed now and always. Do you, do I have the capacity not to love someone? Do I have the capacity not to see the magic of pure love in every being I look upon? Do I have the capacity not to see myself reflecting back in ideal love in each person that I look upon in my life? Not very well, because I look at each person and I see them wonderful. I see them magic. I see them marvelous. I see them glorious. Because they are who I am. They are the wonder that I am. They are the magic that I am. They are the magic that you are. Everyone is the magic of the love in us, expressed outwardly. So today I see everywhere my love expressed outwardly, and it comes back to me from every person I look upon in my life, and it is glorious, and glorious indeed. And that's why I can so wonderfully say to myself and everyone in my world, I love you. 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 I love you.